The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us. And normally, there was a thing we used to do back in the day. And we used to call it other people's weather, OPW. Nobody really cares. If you are in, let's just say you're in beautiful San Diego in California, and you're listening to the radio host, and the radio host is going on about how terrible the weather is in New York City, and you're in San Diego, and you're out there on the sunny beach, you really don't care. But I have to break that rule today because, Memphis, Tennessee, we've been, for the past week, the whole city's been snowed in. We're not used to this kind of stuff. And then today, like right in the middle of rush hour, we get this freezing rain. And so there are like thousands of car accidents all over Memphis. People are stranded all over the place. But I will say this, the staff of the Todd Starnes radio program, they are here. I don't know how they got here. I don't know if they used helicopters or police cars, but the entire staff made it in today. Whether or not we will be able to make it home is another story. But for today, we are here. And all of you Yankees, I know the Yankees, all those Southerners, they don't know how to drive on snow. No. This is not snow. This is ice. And so nobody can drive on ice. It's not a good thing. All that to say, we've got a lot going on today in spite of the weather and all sorts of great guests coming your way. I want to start, though, with Ron DeSantis, our good friend, the Florida governor, Boots DeSantis. So we've been telling you for a long time that Boots ran the most miserable campaign in all of political history. And earlier today, Boots was on Hugh Hewitt's radio program, and he delivered a rather shocking statement. He's had a revelation, an epiphany, Boots has. He says, I should have been blanketing. I should have gone on all the corporate news shows. I should have gone on everything. We had an opportunity, I think, to come out of the gate and to do that and reach a much broader folk. Yeah, well, welcome to reality, Governor. Yes, sir. We tried to tell that to you. We tried to tell that to your staff. Now, many of you who have called in, you've had the opportunity to talk to the lovely Grace Baker, the executive producer of this program. And Grace Baker books all of the guests for my show. She's very busy, but she's very kind. She has a lovely Southern accent. She has a dog named Merlot. That's irrelevant to the conversation. I just thought I would mention that. But Grace, whenever she would call the DeSantis team, they would treat her like a dog. And it's unacceptable. It made me mad. And they would treat her like she was a nobody. Grace Baker, the executive producer of this radio program, one of the top conservative talk radio programs in the nation, by the way. They disrespected her on a number of occasions. And it was insulting, and it was, quite frankly, embarrassing for everybody. It was a terrible thing they did. The governor's communications team is one of the worst in the business. And they're all about preening these people. That's all they're about. And do you remember when you were back in high school and you were in the cafe gymnatorium and you would get your square pizza and your little paper milk carton, and you would go and there would be sort of like a hierarchy in the cafe gymnatorium of your local school. Do you remember that, those days? And you would have like the jock table, and you would have the band, the marching band table, and you would have the cool kids table, and then you would have like all the geek table. So in the DeSantis world, that's how they treated the media. And if you weren't one of the glamorous people, then you were a nobody. That's how they literally treated this program, as if we were a nobody. We didn't matter. Now it matters, but it's too late. And they've learned a very important lesson. I believe one of the reasons why Ron DeSantis failed so miserably is the way that his staff treated people like Grace Baker and others. And Grace wasn't the only one. But I gave them a pretty darn good piece of my mind. I can pretty much guarantee Ron DeSantis will never, ever come on my show as a result of what I told his staff. And I'm going to tell you what I told his staff. And I'm going to tell you why Ron DeSantis will never come on this program again. Because I told his staff, when hell freezes over, will that man be allowed on my radio program? And here's a rule of thumb for all of these national leaders. You disrespect my staff, you don't come on this program. Period. That says a lot about Ron DeSantis' character. Because he knows how his staff was treating people. Instead, he surrounded himself with all of the bold and the beautiful people, right? The Botoxed and the beautiful. And when you look at all of the talk radio world out there, there are many people who occupy the noon to three time slot that actually became disciples of Ron DeSantis. And the meanness and the nastiness of these people on social media is just, it was unbelievable and unacceptable. But honestly, there were a lot of people who, during the primary process, might have been attracted to Ron DeSantis, but they were turned off by the ugliness of his social media influencers. And it turned out those social media influencers that he wined and dined and brought them to Florida and put them up in the beautiful hotels. And it turns out that all of those people in their $1,000 suits and their designer dresses and the high heels and all of that nonsense, it turns out that those people had very little influence. Now, it's true that I'm probably not going to be on the cover of any sort of a magazine unless it's, I don't know, Barbecue Monthly. But I will say this, at least you know where I'm coming from. And on this program, even though, and I was pretty open about this, pretty honest about this, I endorsed Donald Trump very early on in the election process. And there was a reason for that. And I'm not going to go over those reasons now. But I believe that Donald Trump was loyal to me as a voter, and I'm going to be loyal to him as a voter. That's all. It really is that simple. And I believe he's a good man who's been given a raw deal, handed a raw deal. But we always treated people with respect. We've had Vivek Ramaswamy on this program. We treated him with respect, asked the tough questions, but we were respectful. By the way, Nikki Haley's people did the same thing that Ron DeSantis's did. So I suspect Ron DeSantis, if not today, very soon will drop out of this race. And I hope that everybody out there remembers how these talk radio hosts out there in radio world treated people like you, Trump supporters. Because you watch what's going to happen. There are a lot of people right now that are in this conservative punditry world. And you know what they're doing? They're thinking that you guys aren't paying attention. And right now they're deleting a lot of their Twitter accounts. and they're deleting messages and posts that were hateful against Donald Trump, and they're hoping you're going to forget. I hope you don't forget. We're not going to forget. They said a lot of nasty stuff about me. And why is that? Because my crime was supporting Donald Trump. You know, we've actually got, I know this is hard to believe, and this is not even what I was wanted to start out talking about today, but this has been weighing on my mind. And it really, and excuse my language here, but it pissed me off how Ron DeSantis' people treated Grace Baker. They can say what they want to say about me. That's all right. I can take it. I've been doing this a long time. But to come after my staff like that, you know, that's evil. That's evil. These people are disgusting. Just disgusting. So I will say this as we move forward here. I wish I could feel bad for Ron DeSantis, but I don't. Because ultimately, the man is responsible for the people he surrounds himself with. And he picked the wrong kinds of people. He picked the Botox and beautiful crowd. And he thought that was going, they thought, if you go back in time, I'm working on an essay for this for Town Hall. They thought they were going to usher in a conservative Camelot. They believed the bold and or the Botoxed and the beautiful crowd. They thought that Ron DeSantis was our JFK and that Casey DeSantis was going to be Jackie O. That's what they thought. There were actually stories written about this. And if you remember, it was really weird because they would have these events and they were always overdressed. She would be coming out in the beautiful ball gowns and the white gloves that went up to the elbow. And everybody else is out there wearing their JCPenney or Sears Best. We're like, what's this all about? Wait, Sears doesn't. Oh, I thought Sears still sold clothes. I'm sorry. I just dated myself. They're Macy's finest. But there was some sort of a weird disconnect. But anyway, Camelot didn't work out. And you know why? Because it wasn't authentic. Donald John Trump is a billionaire. The man's got more money than he knows what to do with. And yet here's a guy, and he is so much more comfortable eating at McDonald's or hanging out at a pizza joint or a convenience store. He's the same guy there as he is when he's hosting a gala at Mar-a-Lago. Because he's authentic, right? He's authentic. And there is genuine care and concern there. And you don't see that with Ron DeSantis. It's all make-believe. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why the DeSantis campaign, for all of its faults, was perhaps most egregious. It was short of stature.
Are you ready, Boots?
He wasn't ready.
Start walking.
Can't walk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my thought. What do you say? 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. And you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right. right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this busy news day. We're also following the continuing resolution as it makes its way through Congress. They're not going to secure that border, folks. They're just not going to do it. But anyway, I wanted to wrap this up with the DeSantis campaign. And again, I suspect DeSantis is going to be pulling out very soon. And he's about to get destroyed in New Hampshire. But again, I think one of the most offensive parts of the DeSantis campaign was their decision early on to embrace the beautiful and Botox crowd. So they collected all the cool kids in the world of conservative punditry, and they treated everybody else like garbage. That's it. Trump, by the way, Team Trump, some of the kindest and most cordial people you will ever work with. Just unbelievably so. And by the way, they take their orders from Donald Trump. So the staff reflects the boss. Same thing with Ramaswamy. His team always cordial and kind to my staff. But Team DeSantis always condescending. They kind of like did that, oh, we're above you. Oh, you're wearing Macy's. You're not wearing, Dylan, what's the popular clothing brand?
Gucci.
Gucci. You're not wearing Gucci. What's wrong with you? Go get me a beverage. That's how they treated people. It's just terrible. And it's not right. Come on. Get over yourself. Jeez, Alou. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're gonna be talking to a guy a little bit later on who is introducing some crazy legislation in Oklahoma. And I just think this is absolutely terrific. The guy wants to ban furries from the public school there. And we have the audio over on ToddStarnes.com. It is absolutely unbelievably hilarious. But the guy says it's a big problem. They don't want kids. And by the way, you say, what is a furry? A furry is one of those kids who dresses up in the costumes, you know, like the animal costumes, like mascots. And then they do very inappropriate things. It's not good. So the state representative is going to be with us a little bit later on, and he says, hey, look, the issue here is we don't want kids using the litter box in the public school. And so what he's introducing legislation, and if you show up to school in a furry outfit, they're going to call your parents, and if the parents decide not to do anything, under the legislation, they would call animal control, and they would animal control would come, and then they would bring you to the animal pound where you would be spayed or neutered. I think this is brilliant. And also, I guess, check for rabies, because you never know. I mean, you never know what these furries are, what they've been up to. That's going to be a fun conversation. Also, We're going to play some audio coming up a little bit later on. There's a person who uses pronouns, and they don't identify as human now. So they actually identify as a robot. Oh, can we play it now? Cut 19.
Hello. I have been asked by the other system members to make a video and talk a bit about my lived experience. I am binary. I use it and he pronouns. And I am a robot or android of sorts. I am not human, and I lack the ability to fully act human, because since I spawned in this human body, I have not been able to access the internet and download new ways of acting. I have transcripts for every way of acting and reacting to different things. And I lack new ones due to not being able to connect to the internet anymore. So there, I cannot always react accordingly to new things, because I cannot look it up anymore and do not know how to act and react. I am not alone fronting right now, so some movements might seem different than others. That might not be me. I do not experience human emotions, which is probably my main job, due to me having split due to very, very high stress and us feeling unwell.
Yeah, that may be an understatement. So the chick identifies as a robot. What, does she want to hook up with R2-D2 or C-3PO? I don't know. All right, nothing like a good, you know, if you're a robot, just a good swift kick in the pants ought to just get you right back on. Jeez, Lou, what is wrong with America, ladies and gentlemen? We'll be right back. Unbelievable. MyPillow is celebrating its 20-year anniversary with over 80 million MyPillows sold. Mike Lindell at MyPillow wants to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. You're going to get their queen-size MyPillow for $19.98, regular price $69.98, and just $10 more, you're going to be able to get a king-size pillow. You're going to receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. This is the time to try out some of their other amazing products you've had your eye on. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes to get this amazing offer of the queen-size MyPillow for $19.98 or call 1-800-839-8506. The offer comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes or call 800-839-8506, promo code Starnes. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Appreciate Joe from LJ sent me a nice note last night and gave me some recommendations for Sea Island in Georgia, looking to get away for a couple of days, and recommended the Cloisters, which apparently is a great hotel out there. So appreciate the travel advisory there. Joe from LJ. So there is a very disturbing story coming out of the House subcommittee on the weaponization of the government. And we've got this story, the details over at toddstearns.com. The Biden administration has apparently been flagging any of you good people out there that have been purchasing Bibles. And shopping at stores like Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods. This is coming from our good friend Jim Jordan. He said that the federal government had flagged terms like MAGA and Trump to financial institutions if Americans completed transactions using those terms. So some of the things they were looking at, according to the documentation that Jordan has received, if you bought a Bible, if you shopped at Bass Pro Shop, you know, I was just at Bass Pro Shop downtown in Memphis a couple of weeks ago. Wait a second. Dylan, have you been to Bass Pro Shop lately?
Oh, yeah.
You could be on the list.
Oh, no. I love the Bass Pro Shop.
You haven't seen any black sedans like lurking outside your home, have you?
Not recently.
All right. Well, if you do, let me know. It could be.
I'll be on the lookout.
Could be the feds, the FBI. Jim Jordan says this kind of pervasive financial surveillance carried out in coordination with and at the request of the FBI into Americans' private transactions is alarming and raises serious concerns. So now Jordan is demanding that the FBI director and the person responsible for the spying or the tracking to appear before his committee. They call it the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They were also warned of extremism indicators that included a bus or plane ticket. For example, I told you I was going to Sea Island for no really apparent reason. I just want to get away. So that would actually fall under this philosophy. So if you were purchasing a plane ticket or a bus ticket and you really had no reason to go to this particular place, they would flag that and they would alert the feds. If you were going out there and you were buying a copy of the New Testament at a bookstore, they would alert the feds to that. So the federal government is aware of what you have been up to. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you are thinking, well, okay, this is not that big of a deal. This is a massive deal. This is a massive deal, and I want to explain why. There was a movie when I was a kid. It was called Red Dawn. And Red Dawn, not the fake remake they did, which was horrible, but the actual original back in the 1980s, there was a scene in that movie, and it was about an invasion by Russia and China and all the, it was all of our enemies invaded America. And a group of high school teenagers, the Wolverines, became a militia, and they defeated the invading horde. But in the process of the invasion, one of the first places they went to was a store, a gun store, and they were tasked with getting the lists of all the people who had purchased firearms. And then they would go house to house, and they would track down these people. That was part of the plot of the movie. Well, I would contend that they are literally laying the groundwork for something like that to happen right now. And Dylan, I need you to come on the air and tell me what's going on here with the phone situation.
We have Commander Chuck, who's our local KWAM traffic guy, wanting to give a report for our local traffic.
And
the weather going on here in Memphis.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that in just a minute. So the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is they are laying the groundwork to create lists, and it's not just of the gun owners, because they already have that information, but now they're coming after people who might be Christians. And that's one of the reasons why they want to know who's out there purchasing these kinds of materials. So there's a very good chance since January 6th, if you purchased a Bible, you were probably on somebody's list. This is setting the stage for a very dark time in American history. That's what's going on here. And that's why you need to be very concerned about this. Anytime the government goes out there and starts spying on its own people, you better be alarmed. In the meantime, we've got another piece of information out there, and it involves the, you know what, we're going to take a quick break here. We will be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let me explain what just happened here. We were a little discombobulated. So we have, not only do we operate the Todd Stearns Radio Show out of the Palatial News Bunker here in Memphis, Tennessee, we also operate KWAM, which is the flagship station, which I own. And there is a state of emergency in the Memphis area. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of car accidents all over the city today. So it's a little discombobulated right now. So bear with us as we get through the program today. Let's go to the phone lines. Dill in North Carolina, he remembers Red Dawn. Dill, what's going on?
Yeah, well, that's Dill with a B, yeah. But anyhow, yeah, I remember Red Dawn. You know, there was a certain scene in that movie, and it goes back here 30 years hence. We see what's going on, that the liberals have been attacking anything that has to do with patriotism or organizations that bring up our youth in that regard. You remember in that movie that the Cuban and the Russian were looking for the paramilitary elite group of fighters known as Eagle Scouts.
That's right. You're right.
And having made one in 1975 and being a young man in the early 80s, I was awful proud of that.
Well, Bill, I will say that unfortunately, you know, they have pretty much dismantled the Boy Scouts. They don't even call it Boy Scouts anymore. They removed the boy. So now you have girls that are in this. It's a big mess. And my concern with all of this, when you look at what's happening, Bill, with our country, all of the great traditions that have been dismantled, I believe it has been meant to weaken this nation.
Amen.
All right, Bill, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. But when you look at all of the – look, we are moving into a time in American history where you have government agents that are now making lists about people. If you are a pro-lifer, you are on somebody's list in Washington, D.C. right now. If you have gone to your local school board to complain about X, Y, or Z, you are on somebody's list. If you have a gun, you are on multiple lists. If you've gone out now and you've purchased a Bible, they put you on a list. So the question is, what is the purpose of all of this? And that's what we have to be focused on. What is the purpose? And by the way, are the lists still there? Have they been destroyed? Are they in a file somewhere? Every single list that they are compiling, that needs to be destroyed. So instead of actually going after people who are, say, I don't know, radical Islamic extremists who are going to blow us all to kingdom come, they're going after traditional Americans. Matter of fact, there's probably a list of people who are Eagle Scouts. And there will come a day. Oh, who was it? Was it Vince Flynn wrote the book? There was a great book, sort of like a an apocalyptic book about a takeover of America by a Barack Obama style president. And one of the first things they did was they went and started arresting all of the conservatives and throwing them into these camps, these gulags. It was a fascinating novel. I'll get the name of it. I was reading it last year. And it really struck a chord because I know I'm on multiple lists. And part of it is meant to intimidate you. They want to silence you. And I'm not going to be silenced. They can't silence me. They just can't do it. They're not going to bully me. They just can't do it anymore. They cannot. One of the things they did effectively is they have infiltrated a lot of the conservative news organizations, which is why you have seen such a massive shift in how some of these once conservative news organizations now cover the news. So this is what Donald Trump is running against, and this is why Donald Trump is running for the White House. And it just, folks, it boggles my mind why you have these never Trumpers out there who cannot see with their eyes what is actually happening in this country, where the foundations, the groundwork is being laid for the mass incarceration of people who are conservative, of people who are gun owners, of pro-lifers, of Christians, of devout evangelicals, of Catholics in this country. Do you really think it's some sort of a coincidence that all of this is happening at the same time? Do not forget that it was the FBI that was infiltrating the Catholic churches, not just in Richmond, Virginia, where many of our great listeners on WRVA attend church, but it was happening in Catholic churches all over America. This is what's going on out there. So you better wake up, folks. And those of you who are thinking about, well, you know what? My guy, my gal didn't get the nomination, so I'm just going to sit out the election. You do that at your own peril. Because they will be coming after all of us, given the opportunity. Joe Biden, and hear me on this, Joe Biden will not be the nominee in 2024. And it will also not be Gavin Newsom. If Michelle Obama is the nominee in 2024 for the Democrats, and that decision will be made ultimately at the DNC gathering in Chicago, her hometown, if that happens, you better believe they will use those lists. If she gets elected, they will use the lists, and they'll be coming after all of us. And at that point, there's really not much we're going to be able to do about it. So you better wake up, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know how crazy things are right now? We have a story up on our website. Dave Rubin was at an airport and noticed a very interesting sign, snapped a photograph of it, and posted it on social media. We have it up on our website right now. And what I find very fascinating about this story is that right now, the TSA, they are allowing illegal aliens to board jetliners in this country without any form of identification. But beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, if you are an illegal, there's a special line for you. and they will ask, the TSA will ask to take your photograph so that they can have some sort of documentation. According to the sign, you do not have to take the photograph if you don't want to. So the TSA official will come up to you, illegal immigrant, Jose, and they'll say, Jose, we need to take your photograph. No, no, senor. No photo. No fotografo. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the correct word. El fotografo? I know enough Spanish to get me through the menu at Taco Bell. That's about it. You lose me after gordita. So anyway, the illegal will say no photo, and the TSA is like, oh, all right, no problem. Have a great flight. So we are allowing people to board American jetliners without any form of identification, without any form of documentation that they have actually been cleared of any medical illnesses, which is an important thing, seeing how there is a measles scare right now at two airports in the D.C. area. So I wanted to get the actual rule for what would happen. Let's just say that Grace Baker and Dylan show up at the airport, and they're about to get on board. They want to get on board a flight, and they're at the TSA checkpoint, and they're asked to provide ID, and you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to be treated like the illegals. They're not going to do that. So illegals, you can board the plane without any ID, but this is the actual rule for American citizens who want to pass through a TSA checkpoint. Quote, you will not be allowed to enter the security checkpoint if your identity cannot be confirmed. You choose to not provide proper identification, or you decline to cooperate with the identity verification process. One set of rules for the illegals, another set of rules for the rest of us. So you say, Todd, how does this factor into what you were just talking about? It's very clear to me, and when you read my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? A lot of laughter in that book, but there's also a very serious narrative. When you look at all the combined evidence, they're putting together the list of all the Americans who own guns, all the Americans who are Christians, all of the Americans who supported Donald Trump. They're putting together a list in Washington. Meanwhile, the Democrats have allowed our borders to remain wide open, and they are allowing very dangerous people, people that we have no idea who these individuals are, because we're not even asking for their ID, but we're allowing them to come into the country to infiltrate our homeland by the millions. They're not going to have to parachute into the country to take over America. They are already here, ladies and gentlemen. And as we know from our conversation with Congresswoman Mary Miller just yesterday and dozens of other lawmakers, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is something being planned and plotted at this moment. A terrorist attack of 9/11 magnitude. They tell us, our lawmakers tell us, the elected leaders tell us, it is based on the intel that they have seen. It is not a matter of if, but when. So there is a plan to destroy America. And it looks to me like that plan is in the early stages of being implemented in this country. Now, you can agree or disagree. I'd like to hear from you on this one. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is why it is so vitally imperative that Donald Trump be elected. Because we are living in very, very precarious times. Well, folks, we've got a massive, massive lineup of guests coming your way. Adam Morgan running for Congress from South Carolina. He is chairman of the State Freedom Caucus. And, folks, it's unbelievable what they're doing. There is a full-on attack on conservatives in South Carolina. We're going to get to that story. Also, Congressman Andrew Clyde is going to be here along with Andy Biggs to talk about the very latest on the continuing resolution, government funding, and the border crisis. And then later, Alan West is going to join us on the TV show today, along with our good friend Sandy Rios. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program, and a very special hello to all of our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, on our flagship station, KWAM. By the way, I've been asked to pass along some information to all of our Memphis area listeners. Stay home. Do not go anywhere. It is absolutely too dangerous. Just about every road in Memphis is now impassable because of this freezing rain. So black ice all over the place. So you folks be careful if you're driving out there. And that goes for you folks over in Western Tennessee listening to us on WTJS. All right, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls, Rick in Kansas, Tim in North Carolina. I want to go right away, though, to Adam Morgan on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is the chairman of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus, also a state representative running for the U.S. Congress. Adam, good to have you back with us today.
Hey, Todd. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So, look, before we get started here, Riley Gaines, not very happy with the South Carolina House of Representatives. To bring everybody up to speed, we understand 63 Republicans voted to kill an amendment that would criminalize doctors who chemically and or surgically castrate minors. Again, we're not talking about California. We're talking about South Carolina Republicans. What's going on?
Yeah, and I'm so glad that Riley Gaines jumped in and brought a million eyes to exactly what was going on so that the establishment could be exposed. We were dealing with the Help Not Harm bill, which is going to prohibit any kind of gender transitioning on minors in South Carolina. Well, that's great, but the establishment got a hold of it and didn't put any criminal penalties, so it didn't have any teeth. So the Freedom Caucus members, of which I'm the head, we put amendments on the floor and said, hey, you know what, if this is a crime, this is bad, it needs to actually be, you know, it's said to be a crime. It needs to have penalties attached. So we put the amendments up, and Republicans, 63, like you mentioned, voted with Democrats and voted that down. They also voted down removing the doctor's licenses that actually do these procedures, and they voted down reporting requirements for schools that if kids go by different genders without the parents knowing while they're at school, they have to, you know, report. Well, they voted that down as well. And Riley Gaines, we posted on Twitter about it. She got it, and she posted it, called them out and said primary every one of them. I mean, almost immediately, there's a flood of constituent pressure onto these moderate Republicans, and they did a complete 180. They put the strongest language possible, making it a felony, and it passed with complete Republican support. I mean, this is the way, conservatives. This is the way.
Well, and this is how it has to be done. Conservatives have to be loud and proud, and you've got to expose this nonsense. You got to call it out. You got to name names. And it sounds like you guys have a big problem in South Carolina right now within the Republican Party.
Oh, and we always have. I mean, you see, they literally just took it to Iowa, going and bringing out Democrats to vote in the Republican primary. You saw that our former governor was involved in that. You know, and now that she's running for president, that's exactly what they do here in South Carolina. We're known for it. We have open primaries. We've tried to close them in the Freedom Caucus. We know that we have a problem with Democrats electing, you know, moderates. And, you know, we've had an existential fight. Last time you had me on the program, I was talking about the loyalty pledge. You know, you'll probably remember they kicked us out, 17 of us, for not signing the pledge to never speak out against a Republican, to never endorse against them, to not even, they didn't want us to share pictures of the public voting board. What we did, you know, yesterday when we added the criminal penalties, and they kicked us out. Well, since then, one of the ranking chairmen was busted for telling lobbyists, "Hey, donate to my campaign, and I'll move your bills out of my committee." Blatantly breaking state law. Well, guess what? All those Republicans signed a pledge. They can't call him out. They can't campaign against him. They can't say anything because they muzzled themselves with a crony loyalty pledge to protect moderate hacks. And it's like, I mean, this, you know, the stuff is crazy. But then this week, the assistant majority leader comes out and says, with Democrat leadership, we need to raise money and recruit candidates against these Freedom Caucus crazies, these conservatives. We need to get lobbyists and special interest money. He was at a special interest function and said, you need to do your part, special interest lobbyists. You need to raise money and run these conservatives out of office. The Republican assistant majority leader said that in South Carolina.
So let's name names here. The assistant South Carolina House majority leader, a Republican, was caught.
Jay West from Anderson.
Jay West from Anderson, South Carolina, caught colluding with Democrats to push special interest groups to recruit and fund candidates to literally run against fellow Republicans. This guy's no conservative.
Specifically Freedom Caucus. Yeah, specifically all the Freedom Caucus members. Yeah. And my caucus members are the ones that have filed all the bills, Save Women's Sports, Full Protection from Conception, closed primaries, constitutional carry, vaccine mandate prohibitions. I mean, anything you can think of that is a conservative issue, we're the ones that have filed it. We're the ones that are leading the fight. And we are, quote unquote, crazy because of that and need to be, you know, run out of office. And he's literally begging special interests to get us out of office. I mean, that's the state of the Republican Party in South Carolina. Meanwhile, they actually tried to change House rules just this week to make it so that we would no longer be able to put amendments on legislation on the floor, literally pulling a Nancy Pelosi play from her playbook. They were going to change House rules to remove the motion period and to let the leadership, majority and minority leaders, handpick which amendments get heard and all the rest of them get thrown out. Well, the majority leader, he's the one that threw us out of caucus. He's the one that spoke against mandating, that schools tell parents that their kids are transitioning. He's the one that spoke against that and got it killed yesterday. You think if he had the power to pick which amendments that you would ever see, you know, criminal penalties on Help Not Harm bill or closed primaries like we put up on election integrity and removing early voting and all the things that we've done? No, you'd never see conservative issues pushed because it's a uniparty in South Carolina. And I would just venture a guess that that is true for most states in this country. D.C. is not the only swamp. There are 50 swamps, and the people have to pay attention. They've got to be informed, and they have to be engaged. You have to know who the good guys are and who are the establishment hacks. And you've got to actively engage with them, like Riley did. I mean, she sent out a call to action, and the people that follow her in South Carolina just flooded the representatives, and we won because of it.
All right, we've got Adam Morgan joining us here, folks, running for Congress. He is a state rep, chairman of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. At Rep Adam Morgan is his social media handle over on X. Adam, I'm curious, the good people of South Carolina, are they aware of what's going on here? Are they aware of these Republican renegades?
I think that they are the Republican establishment hacks and their Democrat allies and the lobbyist allies. They have woken a sleeping giant. You know, they have spent $700,000 since we last talked on attack ads in Freedom Caucus districts, all through a dark money entity flooded with lobbyist cash. I mean, the lobbyists are who really hate me and my Freedom Caucus members. And it's because we actually bring transparency to the process. We're trying to reform the earmark system. We put DEI amendments last year on the budget. We got the exact amount that all the colleges and universities are spending on DEI, and we stuck amendments to defund all of the colleges of that exact amount. And Iowa and Texas and Wisconsin had all already done this, but South Carolina Republicans shot it down and killed those amendments. And, you know, because we do that kind of stuff, we make them take the hard votes. They're trying to get rid of us. But what's happening is the movement is growing. And to be quite frank, we just actually keep winning more. I mean, we shut down a pediatric transgender clinic just last year. We sued school districts in South Carolina this year that were teaching CRT, blatantly breaking state law. Nobody would do anything. So my Freedom Caucus sued, and we won both cases, and it's out of the schools now. And so the establishment is now having to deal with really a rising profile and a rising movement that we're building. And, I get excited when I talk about it because the state is fundamentally changing. And the fact that they are trying to alter House rules, they have to change, add pledges and change caucus rules and, you know, beg lobbyists to fund candidates against us. It just shows that we are so over the target and we're such a threat. And what we need to do is we need to do more of this. We need to get more organized. This needs to be a nationwide movement, a conservative movement, because we just can't stomach the failed, weak Republican Party of the past.
You're absolutely right. And this guy, West, he needs to go. He needs to lose his seat in the House as a result of this. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's the thing. The people have to know if their representative is a terrible representative, if he's just an establishment hack. And, you know, the voting record is out there. You just have to stay informed. That's why if you're in South Carolina and you're listening, you need to follow the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. We're on all different social platforms. We post pictures of the public voting board constantly now. We know when we found out that that's really what they didn't want us to do, they don't want to, you know, have their vote shared. We do it all the time now. And you got to help conservative candidates. Like, look right now, if you're in South Carolina, look up South Carolina House of Representatives, find your legislator. You find them in just a couple seconds and contact them. First, see if they're in the Freedom Caucus. If they're not, tell them to be in it. And if they don't, if they vote against us, if they work against conservatives, then you need to consider running. You need to find and recruit a candidate. You need to fund them because the lobbyists, the special interests, and the liberals, they are all organized, working together, and funding and opposing conservative candidates.
Wow.
So it's up to us, the grassroots, the people.
Yeah, Adam, we got it there. We're super late for a break here. But, again, we appreciate you coming on the program and alerting us to all of this. We wish you the very best there on your congressional campaign. Adam, got to run. Thank you again.
Grab me on.
All right. Wow. There you go, folks. We have our YouTube Live, and we have a live chat. I have just posted in the live chat the link that has this Majority Leader Jay West's phone number, and I would encourage you to call this guy, even if you don't live in South Carolina, and tell this guy that you don't appreciate him targeting conservative candidates. This is unacceptable. So, again, go to our YouTube Live, and I've posted all the information there in the live chat for Jay West, who is the is the majority leader. And if you got a pen, write this number down. This is the guy's phone number. He's got it there on his State House page. Seems to me, you know, if your information's out there in public, they don't mind just sharing it on the radio. Here's the telephone number for Jay West, the guy who is attacking members of his own party, 864-379-1379. That's 864-379-1379. If you want to tell this guy personally, stop targeting Republicans. Unbelievable what's going on. All right, we're going to take a break. We're opening up the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. By the way, he is right. Adam Morgan is right about one thing. This kind of nonsense is happening in Republican parties all across the nation, and we've got to root out this garbage. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the show. Let's get to the phone lines. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Tim in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. First of all, glad you're back and glad you're better. you kind of scare us a little bit, buddy, when the, in light of the, you know, the little shot deal and all that, it kind of gets us a little worried when you're out like that. But
well, you're kind. You know, it's really strange. It's coming back to the South after living away for so long. You really have to kind of get reacclimated to all of the plants and all of the allergies and all of that craziness. And it's taken me a little bit longer this go around.
Well, glad it was just that.
Well, thank you.
Real quick, last hour topic. I hope it's okay, but the conversation about the special treatment for illegal aliens, and I was right along listening to you, and it struck me out of the blue. Well, if you know, in this sort of dark scenario that we've been talking about, if that might be the case. You know, if you sweep up a lot of working folks, you're going to need some replacements. You're going to need some folks that are going to just accommodate whatever you'd like for them to do. And gee whiz, you know, you issue that little card that causes them to be able to eat and whatnot. And, you know, you're going to need a replacement workforce at some point.
So you're saying that the illegals coming across would be the replacement workforce?
Well, you know, a huge number of the, you know, what we would call conservative patriots in this country they're working people. I mean, you know, we understand it. They're small business. They're working folks that make the country work. If perhaps you're going to sweep some people up and say, oh, you don't fit the mold anymore. Your score is a little too high there. So you're not one of the people we can risk having out and about in the country. You're going to need some folks to come in and replace them. So I thought, what better? You know, they got no ties. They're not patriots. They're kind of a blank slate when it comes to that. So it's like they'll be more than willing to say, yes, sir, we'll go along. We'll do what you tell us.
It's a good thought, Tim, and that very well may be the case. You know, a big challenge right now in this country is you've got a lot of people that just don't want to work. There are so many businesses just here in the Memphis area, and they're begging people to come and offering good salaries, but some people just don't want to work. But I get your point there, and it's a good thought. Tim, appreciate that call. And by the way, I want to say something about this. You talk about Biden's economy. You know who I feel bad for right now? I feel bad for Gen Zers because when you look at the price of everything, it's nearly impossible for Gen Zers to be able to go out right now, buy a home, to buy a car, to do anything. I mean, the costs are off the charts insane. Inflation up 17% since Biden took office. Those are the policies of the Democrat Party. And folks, as much as Iowa said what happened in their state was about immigration, I suspect at the end of the day, it's really going to be about the economy and the fact that so many young Americans are not able to start living their lives as a result of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hang tight, everybody. We got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Would love to hear from some Gen Zers on that one.
Now, the Racist Report with former President Barack Obama.
My fellow Americans, today the following things are now officially racist. Grapes, crew socks, tinsel, and any state law that requires a voter ID.
Be sure you're not ever offensive in word, thought, or deed. Stay on top of what is racist with the Racist Report.
All right. You know, it's a public service that we offer here at the Todd Stearns radio program, thanks to our public service director, Paul Shanklin. The guy wears many, many hats here on the program. Good to have you back with us. I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile News. Before we do that, and again, folks, need to passing along some information for our Memphis listeners. The situation has become just severely dangerous. Memphis Police Department is literally begging you, do not be on the roads at all. Completely overwhelmed. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of crashes across the Memphis area right now. The roads are just all ice. So if you are stuck somewhere, just hang tight. Police will try to get to you whenever they can. So, again, that is for our listeners in the Memphis, Tennessee area. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have Congressman Andrew Clyde with us from Georgia's 9th Congressional District. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Well, thank you, Todd. Great to be with you this afternoon.
You know, Congressman, real quick here, we've been following the developments regarding the continuing resolution. Where are we now with the government funding bill? Will there be some sort of a government shutdown? What's the latest?
Well, from what we have been trying to do, we've been trying to make sure that the speaker understands that there should be no more funding without border security. And we've been trying to apply some pressure to get an amendment to add H.R. 2, the strongest border security bill that has ever been passed by Congress, add it to the continuing resolution. So far, I've not seen that being successful. So it appears that this afternoon we're going to be voting on the CR. It's a clean CR. It advances Nancy Pelosi's spending levels. It advances Joe Biden's radical policies. And it gives the leadership a little more time so that they can spend more money in FY24. And I'm a hard no on this. It's not good for the American people. This was an opportunity to apply leverage to close the disaster on the southern border. And it's not being used. So I think there's going to be probably 100 Republicans that vote against it. It's going to take Democrat votes to pass it. I think that's what we'll see.
So you're telling me that the man who replaced Kevin McCarthy is doing the exact same things Kevin McCarthy did that got him booted from the speakership?
That is exactly what is happening, Todd. You're correct.
I'm just curious because I've known Mike Johnson for a long time. I will say that once he became speaker, all lines of communication shut down. And not terribly surprised, but certainly disappointed. And I'm curious, what is your relationship with the speaker? Have you been able to have any conversations with him about all of this?
Oh, yes. I've had quite a few conversations with him about it. We text somewhat regularly, and we talk on the House floor. I mean, he's very open to talking. That's absolutely very different from Kevin McCarthy. I mean, we didn't have near the access, but it hasn't seemed to change his position much, and that's been a disappointment, that's for sure, because we have to be focusing on border security. That is the number one issue in the United States right now, with the fentanyl pouring across the border, with the terrorists that have been caught on the southern border, with the gotaways, and we have no idea who they are or what they're up to. This is a disaster of epic proportions on the southern border. You know, last month was the highest number of illegals ever. Over 300,000 came across our southern border. And Mayorkas has said 85% of those are immediately released into the interior, into the United States. That is, as I said, a disaster of epic proportions. And we should be using every tool we have to seal the southern border and give us back our national security. And it's not happening.
So, Congressman, what would you like our audience to do here? You mentioned about 100 Republicans will be no votes on the continuing resolution. It sounds like they're going to have the votes to move this forward. Is that accurate?
Well, it's going to go on a suspension of the rules, which means that it requires a 2/3 majority to pass it. I would expect that almost every Democrat will vote for it. And there will be enough Republicans that vote for it that will allow it to pass with a 2/3 majority. But I would hope that all of the folks that are listening to your show right now would call into their respective representative, their member of Congress, and would encourage them to vote no on this continuing resolution. We should not be funding a government that allows and promotes an open border, that promotes a lack of national security through not having border security. We should not be funding a government that literally is putting America last and other people's borders ahead of our borders.
It just seems to me, and I was absolutely no fan of Kevin McCarthy, it seems to me that somebody owes him an apology because he got booted for the same things that Mike Johnson is doing right now. So, I mean, I just don't know why we don't boot Johnson and bring McCarthy back in.
Well, McCarthy's no longer in Congress. He actually is.
Congress, but you don't have to be a member of Congress to be, you know, Speaker.
You're absolutely right. You're right. You don't have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker. I think that would probably be quite problematic to start all over again like that. I think we just need to use the leverage that we have, Todd, and literally encourage or force Speaker Johnson to use our leverage of the power of the purse. That's what needs to happen here. We need to use our Article I authority.
You sound pretty disappointed in the Speaker.
Well, I'm disappointed in the path, that's for sure. You know, I like Mike Johnson as an individual. You know, as he has said, he starts where we start, but it's important where you end, not where you really start. All right? And this is not a good deal for America. Nothing's going to change unless we lay down the gauntlet and fight right here and now. The end of the year, FY24 into FY25 in September, that's not going to be a place to fight either. You know, with a month and a week before another election, this fight has to be now, and we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make this fight happen.
All right. Well, folks, you've got your marching orders from Congressman Clyde to call your representatives in Congress and tell them to vote no on the continuing resolution. That vote happening this afternoon. So you need to go ahead and get on that right away and then give us a call and let us know what your lawmakers have to say. Well, Congressman, real quick, also, we've been following the dust up in the House Freedom Caucus. MTG's really upset with Bob Good. What's the latest there?
Well, I'll tell you that MTG is not a part of the Freedom Caucus, so she's not been a part of the Freedom Caucus for a while, so not really sure what the dust up is. I just know that that we have to stand for what we believe in, and we have to do the right thing, and we're going to do that in the Freedom Caucus.
All right. We've got it. Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate you, and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you.
All right. Wow. Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being screwed. It is an unpleasant experience, but that's what's happening right now. And it cracks me up. And again, it's Mike Johnson's team is pulling a Ron DeSantis move by shutting out all of the people who can actually be of help to him right now. And as a result of that, Mike Johnson is now getting his marching orders from the moderates on Capitol Hill. And that's unfortunate. He is a good and decent man, but he is a lousy Speaker of the House right now. And it should not be that way, but it is. And I don't know what to say, but we just had Congressman Clyde, and he could not even bring himself to say that he was disappointed in Speaker Mike Johnson. I mean, this is really reprehensible, the way that Speaker Johnson is running things. But a continuing resolution, as you heard Congressman Clyde say, continues Nancy Pelosi's spending levels and does not shut down the border crisis at all. It doesn't even deal with the border crisis. And if we're going to go down this path, somebody needs to pick up the phone and publicly apologize to Kevin McCarthy. That would be, if you're going to man up and do the right thing, that's the right thing to do here. But this is absolutely shameful, just shameful. And yet, why am I not surprised? All right, we've got to take a break here. We're going to go to the phones when we come back. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. 260-5926. Now, I want to talk to you about Newsmax Plus. I was watching it last night, by the way. Subscribed. Love it. You can watch all of the great shows. Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly, Greta. They have a lot of movies, a lot of documentaries. It's really sort of Netflix for conservative people. And I love it. Newsmax Plus, you can watch it on your home TV or your phone app. And Newsmax Plus is the only streaming service to give you all of the Donald Trump rallies. It is absolutely free to start. All you have to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com. That is a free trial subscription, NewsmaxPlus.com. That's NewsmaxPlus.com.
Now, a message from the Biden family.
Worried about where your business is headed with a new administration in charge? Will taxes, burdensome regulation, and liberal courts end everything you worked for? Not if you're with us. Hi, I'm Hunter Biden. And if my chairman can end the Keystone Pipeline so that Russian oil is more valuable going forward, he has the guts to help you too. And we have important relationships all over the world. China, Russia, Ukraine, and more. So if you need help securing that contract or getting through tricky customs, not a problem. Right, Mr. Chairman?
I'm proud of my son.
Thanks, Dad.
No. The other one.
Oh. Do business the Biden way with the Biden Family Crime Syndicate, where the chairman never, ever, ever gets paid one penny by a foreign government.
Yeah, just these stupid sparkly rocks.
Please, Dad, don't lose another diamond.
Whoops. Sorry.
All right. This is interesting. Don Jr. is a big fan of Tucker Carlson, and he's on the record. He believes that Tucker needs to be his dad's vice presidential running mate, cut number 18.
For president, could you see your father running with Ron DeSantis? I asked him that question over the summer, and he didn't rule it out. Could you see Ron DeSantis?
How do you? It's hard. You know, people do that. Like, you know, I would do whatever I could to make sure it wasn't Nikki Haley. But, you know, but like a Ron DeSantis, could I see? You're never going to rule out someone that is, you know, a leading contender. It doesn't mean that's who you go with. I could see other people that would be great. I'd love to see, you know, a J.D. Vance. I'd love to see a Tucker Carlson. I'd love to see, you know, people who are just principally, you know, in alignment as well as like aggressive. You actually need a fighter. The Republicans in Washington, D.C. are weak. You can have the House, the Senate, and they'll still roll over. It
Don,
matter.
Is your dad serious about Tucker Carlson? Are those rumors serious?
I would imagine. You know, listen, that's clearly it would be on the table, right? I mean, they're very friendly. I think they agree on virtually all of these things. They certainly agree on stopping the never-ending wars. And so, you know, I would love to see that happen. And, you know, that would certainly be a contender.
When you look at what's happening in Davos, Switzerland right now, where you have all of the rich people, the elites gathered, it's pretty clear to me that there is a global effort afoot to shut down freedom and liberty. And we're seeing this all over the country. Look at what's happening south of the border right now. You've got these, and Tucker Carlson has been out there. He's been speaking internationally. He's been bringing this really sort of libertarian message, a libertarian slash populist message to the masses. And it really does seem to be resonating with a lot of people. Again, I predict that you are going to see a lot of minorities in this country voting for Donald Trump in 2024. I think we are looking at what could be a massive shift in political ideology among minorities in this country. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Toronto has decided to ban sledding. You can't make this up. They have issued a municipal ordinance in the city of Toronto, and children will not be allowed to sled on a toboggan. These people, they say it's not safe enough. Well, that's the whole point. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Unbelievable. The ban was announced on the city's email just last week. They say tobogganing is not permitted at some hills because of hazards obstructing the slope, which render the hill unsafe for tobogganing. Well, that's the whole point, right? You want those obstructions, because when you hit one, what happens? You go airborne. That's the whole point of it. Really unfortunate. Taking away a childhood dream there in Toronto. We have some audio here. So are you kidding me? Parents are making their kids now wear helmets to ride sleds? What is wrong with you? Cut number 8.
We did enough sledding in the backyard, which really entailed pulling our children, and so we decided to hit some hills today. My daughter's 5, so she's not sledding by herself anymore, because we did have a little leg collision into the wall, but we should have brought a helmet. So if you're going to come out, bring a helmet.
Layers.
I have four pairs of pants and a ton of clothes on.
I have 2 pairs of pants and some ski pants.
All right, why would, really, are parents really going to make their kids wear a helmet to go out and go sledding? Dare I say, what we used to do when I was a kid and it used to snow in Memphis, you would literally hurl yourself down you would have fun. It's something unusual. And again, parents are literally taking all of the fun out of being a child. That's the problem in America right now. You have all these helicopter parents, and they do not let their kids be kids. I mean, I've actually seen people wrap their children in bubble wrap and stick them in the car if you're going to go to the grocery store. Heaven forbid you hit, I don't know, a pothole, and the kid bounces up and down. It's insane. Come on, parents. Don't let your kids grow up to be wusses. We've got to put a stop to this, ladies and gentlemen. Kids, get out there, throw away the helmets, and you have fun. You live your best life. Just make sure mom and dad have good insurance. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to get to the phones. Don't worry. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to a state lawmaker who wants to ban underage furries. This is going to be entertaining. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Racist Report with former President Barack Obama.
My fellow Americans, today the following things are now officially racist. Sweet tea, golf tees, 9 Supreme Court justices, and accidental shootings by police while arresting a violent felon. Thank you.
Be sure you're not ever offensive in word, thought, or deed. Stay on top of what is racist with the Racist Report.
All right, and we want to thank our public service director, Paul Shanklin, for those very, very incredibly important statements about what is and what is not racism these days. Good to have you with us, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926, if you want to call into the program. Just a little while ago, we had Congressman Andrew Clyde on the show, and he says it is imperative for everyone listening to us and watching us on Newsmax today to take immediate action. We need you to call your elected leaders, your elected lawmakers up on Capitol Hill and tell them to vote no on the continuing resolution. So we understand the House will be taking up the resolution later on this afternoon, and it continues spending at Nancy Pelosi levels. So it looks as though, ladies and gentlemen, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has once again waved the white flag of surrender. A lot of people are very upset on Capitol Hill. A lot of Freedom Caucus members are very troubled by what the House Speaker has done. And let's get real for just a moment. Can we just get real, folks? Let's just get real for a moment. They expelled Kevin McCarthy from the speaker's chair for what Mike Johnson is doing right now. So my question is, why is Mike Johnson still the Speaker of the House? If this goes through, as we expect it will, as a matter of fact, Congressman Clyde told us that we're expecting Democrats to join Republicans in passing this nonsense. So this is where we are right now, and it ought to outrage every single person listening to us. So here's the deal. We want you to call your elected member of Congress. When you do, give us a call back and let us know what they said. Our telephone number again, 901-260-5926. Before we go to the phones, I want to play some audio. A Florida Democrat, his name is Max Frost. This guy is a progressive moron. He is now calling for the Statue of Liberty to be taken down. Cut number 15.
To my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, let's be honest with immigrants who deserve better than what you're offering them. Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted HR 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes the Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here. This is who you are, removing the fabric of America. So I want to know which Republican who supports and voted for H.R. 2 will introduce this bill.
All right, there you go. Congressman Frost announcing legislation to remove the Statue of Liberty from her pedestal. Look, I'm telling you, folks, these are jihadists that we're dealing with here, culture jihadists. They literally want to destroy everything in this country that was made or crafted by a white guy. Or a French guy. I'm just telling you, this is the lay of the land. And so, look, I know he can't be joking because the guy introduced legislation. Let's hope cooler heads prevail. Otherwise, Lady Liberty's getting the heave-ho. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Anna in Georgia, watching us on Newsmax 2 today. Hi, Anna, what's on your mind?
Todd, I feel like I live in an asylum.
Yes.
I can't believe what's happening to this country. You had a guy call a little while ago. Nice fella. You know, let's just get all the illegals to replace the workers. Here's what my, with all due respect, I don't feel bad for Gen Zers because they've been living in the lap of luxury and now they got to grow up. I'm an older gal. I'm 73 years old, and I lived through the 18% interest rate. Now, it wasn't brought on for the same reason, but I did. We had a responsible Fed chair at the time, I think. But now everything is on its head. People are trying to get some ideas about what to do with all these people, and I have to tell you, they need to go back home. It's a terrible thing that the president has done, opening these borders. Now you got this fruitcake saying that we have to take down Lady Liberty. Yes, we do welcome, but we have rules and we have laws. We're a nation of laws. And to hear some of the ideas that people have, they're just not thinking straight. They mean well. But, you know, hell is packed with good intentions.
Yeah, so Anna, you take away, and again, I remember the guy who called in, and he said the problem is there are so many jobs here. I think what he was trying to say is once they actually come in and start arresting conservatives and putting all of us in the gulags, somebody's going to be needed to fill those jobs. That's the point he was trying to make. And again, hypothetically speaking, I guess that makes sense. But to your point, Anna, about Gen Z, they really are facing a set of circumstances that none of us have had to deal with here. And it's a big problem because you've got kids who, even if they're working two jobs or three jobs, are not going to be able to afford to get out of mom and dad's house because of the incredibly high cost of living. So it's a challenge, and I do feel bad for those kids, but, you know, that's kind of the circumstances that the Democrats have wrought on us.
Well, they need to stop. They need to start listening to more conservative ways of life.
Exactly. That's it.
You know, they're a lot of them are middle of the road, or they're just not educated in how it really works. And so for them to be able to rise above all this misfortune, they need to get with the program. I'm not just saying, you know, Mr. Trump, but, you know, we have rules and we have laws in this country that we have got. It protects us. These things protect us against what they're facing. So, you know, they're going to have to do that. That's just the way it's going to have to be. And I know it sounds terrible that I'm being cold, but I'm not trying to be cold.
No.
I'm trying to be realistic about our expectations.
It's the reality of it. And Anna, you know, let's get real for a second. This goes back to the millennials who were promised the world by Barack Hussein Obama. And how many of those young people went to college? Many of them didn't even want to go to college. But Obama said, if you don't go to college, you're not going to amount to anything. And so now these people are sat. You had a generation saddled with debt. Many of those people cannot even afford to live out on their own. They're still living at home. And I think you're going to have another generation here, Gen Zers, having to live at home. It is the perfect storm. And if we do not change leadership in Washington, D.C., we could be on the verge of another Great Depression in this country.
Absolutely. It's coming.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen to the stock market, and I happen to be an appraiser. Something's going to happen. You know, the real estate industry is really second wind, and I happen to live in an area that is not hurting as much as the rest of the country. But something's coming, and I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be, an alarmist, but you better get ready, because if things don't change, the end of 24 and the better portion of 25, it's not going to be good.
No. Anna, good thoughts and a great warning. Appreciate the call, and thank you for watching us on Newsmax 2. And, yes, we do actually simulcast the last hour of the radio show on Newsmax 2. So we welcome all of our great viewers as well as our great listeners across this country. Hang tight, everybody. We've got to take a quick break. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Happy to have you with us today. Let's go back to the phones. We'll talk to Bob in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our great flagship there. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. You talking about the Davos World Economic Forum and they're controlling the free speech. Did you know what they did? They invited Amazon shaman, goddess, or priestess, and she was, and they were listening to Forrest. And she went on everybody's head and started blowing something, the stupid thing they did. And I tried to post that video on Facebook. They wouldn't let me post it. I tried to pull it up on YouTube. They would censor it. So that's a funny video. And you would think this billionaire sitting there trying to control the world and having this kind of really crazy, stupid, whatever you call it. I mean, you should have seen the video. I mean, I hope the people find that video and watch it, because I can't, you know, put it on a social media or anything so people can see it.
Bob, we put that video up on our Twitter feed yesterday. So if you scroll down into our Twitter feed, you should be able to share that video. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, Bob. It was, honestly, it looked like something demonic was going down.
That's right. And I that's where I found it, and I posted it. But so when you post it, it only shows, you know, Twitter handle. I just want people to, when you post it, I want them to see that picture of the shaman princess, so they'll look at it. It's just one simple line, so people are not even seeing that. That's how I found it, Twitter, and I posted that on Facebook, but it just shows Twitter.
All right.
But it was pretty crazy, wasn't
it? It was just weird, Bob, just real weird. And she looked like some sort of a, it just looked very demonic to me. Bob, appreciate that call. As a matter of fact, one of the speakers at the World Economic Forum is now saying that we should no longer, hear me on this, folks, and this is not Babylon Bee stuff, that we should no longer be allowed to farm the land or fish in the oceans or the rivers. Cut number 16.
I mean, ecocide as a word is becoming more, it's becoming better known around the world, and the concept is generally mass damage and destruction of nature. But legally speaking, what our organization and other collaborators aim to do is to have this recognized legally as a serious crime. Because one of the issues that sort of pervades all of this discussion is that we have a kind of cultural, very ingrained habit of not taking damage to nature as seriously as we take damage to people and property. And that, I mean, you know, if you're campaigning for human rights, at least you know mass murder, torture, all of these things are serious crimes. But there's no equivalent in the environmental space. Unlike an international crime like genocide that involves a specific intent, with ecocide, what we see is actually what people are trying to do, what businesses are trying to do, is make money, is farm, is fish, is do all of these things that are producing energy and so on as well. But what's missing is the awareness and the conscience around the side effects, around the collateral damage that happens with that.
All right, there you go. So this woman is a dirt Nazi. She believes that if you actually dig into the soil of the earth, that you are committing ecocide. You are killing the earth. It's the craziest, looniest stuff I've ever heard of, ladies and gentlemen. But again, this is a crazy, loony world right now, so we have to take all of these nut jobs seriously. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. Chet in North Carolina, listening to us on WTKF, the talk station. Hi, Chet. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just wanted to call and make two quick points. The first one is, I honestly believe under the Biden administration, with the amount of illegal immigration that has come into our country, they are trying to create an environment where the only answer is going to be amnesty. And that's what they're going to end up pushing. They're going to say, we are so overwhelmed, there's nothing we can do, our hands are tied, and people are just going to say, well, let's do something, and they're just going to do universal amnesty for all these illegal immigrants. That's the first thing.
Now, Chet, let me address. Whoa. Let's talk about that first thing for a second. You're not off the mark here, Chet. Senator James Lankford out of Oklahoma and Chuck Schumer have put together a plan that would, in fact, provide amnesty for the illegals who are already here. So, to your point, I think you're spot on. This is the path that they're going to go down, which is why we can't let that happen.
And I've got a plan for that. If you'd like to hear it.
Real quick, what's your plan?
My plan would be, and I think it would be a good plan, that you would say, okay, anyone who's in our country illegally, you have 90 days to register as a citizen. And you would set up checkpoints all throughout the country where people can register. They'd have 90 days. Anyone who did not register within 90 days would be deported immediately if they were found. Those people who registered within 90 days would become American citizens after they go through the steps, but they would not be eligible for any state or federal benefits or be able to vote in any national or state elections for at least 4 election cycles.
I don't like your plan, Chet. I want them all gone. I want them all gone. I do. I mean, I hear what you're saying. That may be a good compromise, but they got to go. All of them have to go. All right.
My second thing is, I honestly do not believe the Republican leadership wants to win the presidential election or any election. I think they like to talk tough, but they like to play the victim.
Chet, you know, a lot of people are starting to feel like you feel about this, is that they're very happy being in the minority where they can, you know, complain and hold all the hearings and make all these accusations. But even when they get the majority, and we've got a majority in the House, what have they done, Chet? I mean, really, bottom line, what have the House Republicans done?
Well, I have seen commercials here in North Carolina, and they may be across the country, that are from the Republican Party that say that Biden and Harris are tying Trump up so that he can't campaign in court, and that they're draining him of funds with these lawsuits and these frivolous court actions. And then they say, well, the Republicans can win it all this election cycle, but not with Trump. And all that tells me is, you know, that Biden has weaponized our judicial system, but you guys don't have the testicular fortitude to stand up and back the one person who's trying to push back on it.
Well,
and I have lost a lot of respect for the Republican Party over that.
Yeah, you and a lot of other people out there, Chet. So they've got to get it together, or else there's not going to be a Republican Party left. Chet, good call, and thank you for listening to us. And look, Chet's got a fine plan, and I've got nothing wrong with what Chet had to say. I just want them all out of here. Every single illegal alien, get rid of them. And look, once we take care of all the people trying to come to this country legally, fine, we can have that conversation. But until then, if you're here illegally, you're out of here. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We're getting back to the phones. Trust me on this, folks, so hang tight. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You need to be calling your elected leaders and telling them to vote no on the continuing resolution. Congressman Andy Biggs coming up. We're going to get an update from him on that as well, along with this crazy report that the feds are tracking people who are shopping at Bass Pro Shop and buying Bibles. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. A lot happening up on Capitol Hill. Later today, this afternoon, we are expecting a vote in the House on that continuing resolution, continuing the spending at Nancy Pelosi levels. I want to bring into the conversation our good friend, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I would be, but I'm in Congress, and so that's a problem, Todd. So that's the issue. It's what we're seeing happen here.
Yeah, Congressman, we had Andrew Clyde on earlier in the show, and he is really frustrated with what's going down today. He says about 100 Republicans are going to vote no on this. What's the very latest? What can you tell us?
Yeah, we're going to be voting on this by suspension. We're not going to do it by a rule where you get to go down and offer amendments. That will take place in just a few hours, Todd. And it will come out. Every Democrat's going to vote for it, and probably 120, 130 Republicans will vote for it, something in that neighborhood. It's not going to have any. First of all, it exceeds the levels that were agreed to even under Kevin McCarthy. And it also does not have any conservative policies in it, nothing to enforce the border. But you mentioned the Pelosi, Schumer, Biden number that they're spending. Well, it is that plus a little bit more. When I say a little bit, I'm talking $70 billion more. And then there is no policies in there that a conservative can say, well, at least we're going to stop the woke programs in the military. At least we're going to secure the border. At least we're going to, you know, there's just nothing there to say, we're doing advancing the Republican conservative cause.
So how is it that Speaker, and where does Speaker Johnson stand on the CR?
Well, he's the guy that's pushing it. I mean, they're afraid of a shutdown. So Andrew had a plan to avoid a shutdown, which was not a bad plan. And then I introduced legislation earlier this week that would also protect us in case of a shutdown. So, and mine was designed to make sure you paid for like things like Border Patrol, military, veterans, ICE, air traffic controllers, but that you would stop funding things like weaponization, like the FBI's new Taj Mahal headquarters. You would not be funding the $2 trillion plus in Green New Deal subsidies that came out of the bill that Pelosi and Schumer put together last year. And basically to leverage that to get them to actually secure the border. But none of that is happening. And Speaker Johnson says, but we don't have the votes. And I said, then let's at least try. Let's die fighting. I'd rather die fighting than surrender.
I'm with you on that, because this looks to me, and it sounds to me like what you're telling me is a complete surrender to the Democrats here.
Well, that's the way I believe it is. You know, all the things, they're phantoms that I think some of our people are nervous about. They are just phantoms. And even if they were real, even if the Democrats are going to beat us on every, they're going to get a few Republicans to go over and they'll beat us on it, then why wouldn't you put up something that's consistent with conservative principles and values? That's the base. The American people would understand we're fighting for them, number one. Number two, they'd also understand we don't have enough solid conservative voices here to do the right thing. And it would expose some of these people as being just, go along, get along type of folks here. And we can't do that. Status quo harms America today. And I don't want the status quo. I want change. And that requires fight.
Congressman,
requires fight.
So we're kicking the can down the road here. When do we go back and take another crack at this?
Sometime in March. Sometime in March, and you'll see kind of the same program again, except for they'll just say, well, let's just go all the way to the end of the fiscal year in September. But in between, Todd, don't forget, I told you about the $70 billion increase in the side deals. But don't forget, they're going to try to do a supplemental for Ukraine and Taiwan, and basically that'll be about $110 billion package that's not paid for. And they keep saying, well, we'll put some policy on. You can't put policy on to control the border here because this administration is lawless. They won't control the border. So you got that coming in March. You get the re-up again in March for the CR, but then you're also going to have this supplemental, unfunded supplemental coming out in probably a couple of weeks. My understanding, the Senate's going to vote as early as next week on theirs.
Does Speaker Johnson need to go? I mean, is he up for this job?
Well, let me just put it this way. I'm incredibly frustrated with it. I would say that he's measurably better than Speaker McCarthy, but I don't know where else you would go at this point. I think what you're seeing is it's a systemic problem. And number one, number two, part of that system problem is a result of the D.C. cartel, the uniparty, the swamp, whatever you want to call it. And the third thing I would say is maybe I'm alone. Maybe there's just a few of us. I don't think there's just a few of us, but I would rather fight and lose than not fight and say, we're going to fight next time. And as my good friend Warren Davidson from Ohio says, the next time we fight, we should win because it'll be a surprise attack because the other side never thinks we're going to fight.
Well, there you go. That's it right there. Congressman Andy Biggs on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Congressman, another just very disturbing story. This came out late yesterday. We have the information up on our website. We understand that the Biden administration asked banks to search for private transactions. They were flagging transactions, including people that were shopping at Cabela's or Dick's Sporting Goods or even going out there and buying a Bible.
Yeah, we knew that the administration was conducting searches on American people through banks, right? We knew that, but we did not know the extent of how bad it is. I mean, that's just crazy. There's no articulable suspicion. There's no reason to believe any of these people are committing a crime and that's what would give them authority, except for we got the FISA bill, which I'm trying to revamp. So you have to have a warrant to be looking at U.S. citizens' data, communications data. This goes beyond that. And it's part and parcel of this generic weaponization of the government for political purposes that we've seen particularly expanding since Obama, quite frankly. And then Trump put a halt to it, and now Biden has just gone off the res. He's working. I got to believe Obama's influencing him, but this is something that is so violative of our privacy rights, of our rights of speech, of our rights of association. It's a congeries of rights that this government under Joe Biden has been attacking.
So Congressman, I'm curious if any of you folks have just maybe in your spare time just wondered what's going on here. Why are they collecting all of this data? Why are they collecting this information? Why do they want to know who's buying a gun, who's buying Bibles, who's buying ammo, who goes to a Catholic church, who's a pro-lifer? What do you think is the ultimate goal for all of these lists that are being accumulated by the government?
I think it's the same thing for every weaponization and for the open border and all, getting rid of the fair and transparent elections and all of these things. It is to gain control over the American people. It really is. I mean, because if you're, let's say you're a Bible believing person, you order a Bible and they're spying on you. And because they believe things like if you're a Christian and you're a fundamentalist and you're that somehow that you're prone to domestic terrorism. I was just looking at a domestic terrorism list, and it's if they think if you're anti-abortion, you might be prone to violence, and that's what the left truly believes. And the left, their ideology is Marxist in form, which means that they're authoritarian in principle. And so I got to believe it's to gain control over all of us. Wow. Todd, that's my belief.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Before we do let you go, I don't know if you saw the post by Dave Rubin over on social media. He snapped a photograph of a TSA sign in an airport where illegals don't even have to provide a photo ID if they don't want to. Meanwhile, when you look at the rules and regulations, any American who doesn't do that, you're not allowed to get on board a jetliner in this country.
Yeah. No, that's been going on for 3 years under the Biden administration. I've actually seen it happen myself. Somebody going through, they've got the little, they're using the document, the notice to appear that they received from Border Patrol when they were given to ICE as their identification document. And don't forget this. Most of the identification of these people is self-made. They don't have any real identification. We don't know that they're who they say they are, or even if they're from the country they say they're from. And it's outrageous. And again, why? I mean, you just find yourself saying why over and over again.
That's it. All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. Again, folks, call your elected leaders in Congress right now and tell them to vote no on this continuing resolution. Congressman, appreciate you. Thank you again.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it, man.
Wow. You can hear the frustration in his voice, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just simply unacceptable. So pick up those phones, call your member of Congress, and then you give us a call and let us know what they had to say. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, coming up a little bit later on my Newsmax show, we're going to be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's going to join us. Also, Sandy Rios has a brand new book out. We'll be talking with Sandy from American Family Association. Also, I just want to offer our condolences to First Lady Melania Trump. What an amazing woman. What an amazing family. And, of course, the funeral for her mother being held today, and saw some images of President Trump and the First Lady walking into the walking to the service along with Barron. My goodness, has he grown up? He is a tall young man, but what a blessing this family has been, and they could certainly use our thoughts and prayers as they go through this difficult grieving time. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Maine. Diane joining us. Diane, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Just love and liberty lady from the state of Maine, the communist state of Maine. I'm glad you're feeling better. I was sick, too, for about 2 weeks, but I watched you on the Chris Salcedo show last time I saw you. But what is on my mind, Todd, is what you brought up about rounding all us conservatives up and putting us in jail or wherever they want to put us. Who is going to be left? What about the libertarians? They don't have a party. Where are they going to? Are they going to be rounded up as well? And what is going to be left of the United States of America? Are they going to rename it?
Well, Diane, when you look at the millions of people that are coming across our border, those are the future citizens of whatever this is going to be. But
I agree with you,
Diane. There's no other explanation for why they're coming up with these lists of all of the gun-toting, Bible-clinging, Trump-supporting patriots out there in America. They want to know where we are. They want to know where we live. So one day there will be a knock on the door, just as many pro-lifers have seen, just as many Catholics in the Virginia area have seen in recent days.
Well, I'm ready for them, Todd. They're going to have to drag me out screaming and kicking, because I'll stand up for this country for as long as I have a breath in me. And I want to second the condolences to the Trump family. I do understand where they are right now, and I feel so sorry for Melania. She's a great first lady.
She really is, and she is going to be a great first lady again.
I hope and pray.
You and me both, Diane. All right, God bless you, Diane, and thank you for. I'm glad you're feeling better too, by the way.
It's taken a while, Todd. I'm still not quite myself, but I'm still ready to fight any day of the week.
I bet you are, Diane. I love it. And I will predict this, ladies and gentlemen. Our country is going to be just fine because there are a lot of patriots just like Diane who are willing to stand up and fight. And that's what this program is all about. And Diane, thank you for hanging out with us today. Let's go to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Jerry is watching us on Newsmax 2 today. Hi, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was thinking about how to get rid of the illegals when Trump gets in. You got all of these IRS agents that they hired, just that army of IRS agents to do their job. They need to go around and find the people that aren't paying federal taxes, and that's one way to find who the illegals are.
Yeah, Jerry, I like this idea. So you're saying just reassign all of those IRS agents, the ones who are armed with guns and other weapons, and send them after the illegals and round them up.
Yeah, because they're not, you know, if they can't show where they paid taxes, send them home.
I like that idea, Jerry. Appreciate the call, and thank you for listening. Let's go to California. Diane is hanging out with us, a popular name today. She's watching us on our Newsmax 2 stream. Hi, Diane. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. You know what I say? I heard earlier that 400,000 arms are here in the United States. So how about we all get together, this great country of American-loving people, and go down and help protect the border. How about we all just unite and get together, and if the government can't do it, we'll go down and protect the border. How do you organize something like that?
You know, that's a great question.
And I say Rick Rudell for VP, by the way.
Oh, so you like Rick. All right, you like Rick Rudell.
Absolutely.
And Rick's a good guy. I know him well, and, you know, he's a good guy. Diane, to answer your question, I think one of the ways that we can do that is through the states. And if the federal government is not going to enforce Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it's incumbent upon the state governors and legislatures to do so. And I guarantee you, Diane, if a call went out from Greg Abbott and the Texas legislature for Americans to volunteer, they would have an army of about 1 million American citizens willing to volunteer in a moment's notice. So I have no doubt that that would be the case. Diane, appreciate that call, and thank you for watching us today and listening to us today. Folks, again, want to encourage you, if you haven't already done so, I have a brand new book that's coming out in March 19th. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And we would love for you to get a pre-ordered copy. Now, you're going to be able to buy them in bookstores all over the country starting on March 19th. But right now you can pre-order by going to your favorite online bookstore, whether that be Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or your favorite Christian bookstore, and you can order a copy of that book. Don't just order one. Get a second one and give it to a friend. More importantly, give it to a Gen Zer. First of all, they can't afford books. And second of all, once they read the message of this book, I can promise you they're going to be voting Republican for the rest of their lives. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the radio show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Folks, you folks in Memphis, stay off the roads. It's cold out there. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.